You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Ava. Good morning, Lincoln. Good morning, Brantley. And can we all say good morning to Maddie?
Good morning,
good morning Maddie. Well, today is a special Sunday in the church. It's called Epiphany. Can you guys say that word, Epiphany? Epiphany. Epiphany is the Sunday that we remember when the wise men, or we sometimes call them magi, when they went to Jesus' house, the star led them there, and when they got to Jesus' house, they worshiped him, and they were so grateful to have found him, and they gave him gifts. Do you remember hearing that story around Christmas time? A little bit? Well, here in one of my books, I kind of have a picture of that. You see there, Maddie? There's little Jesus, and the wise men came to Jesus' house, and they're bowing down, and they're so happy to see him, and they have gifts for him. Can you see that? Gold for a baby. That sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? What do you think a baby would do with gold? Maybe buy a big house? Yeah, I think they took these gifts because they weren't necessarily expecting a baby. They thought they were going to meet a king. And so they actually first went to a palace in Jerusalem looking for this king, and the king wasn't there. They said he was in Bethlehem. And the star led them to the house, and when they went inside, the special person they were looking for was Jesus. I really like this story because there aren't a lot of stories in the Bible when Jesus was a little kid. But in this story, Jesus was probably about 2 years old, probably about the same age Maddie is right now. And so it gives us a little bit of glimpse of Jesus as a little boy. But they had these gifts for a king. And it reminded me of last summer at VBS Day when we were learning about communion. And do you remember when I showed you how to hold your hands to receive the bread? Do you remember when I told you about that? Well, when we receive communion, we hold our hands like this because we're making a little throne for Jesus. Because when we receive the bread, we believe that Jesus' presence is a part of that, that God's love is a part of that, and so we make our hands to be a little throne to receive King Jesus. Can you try to do that again? Remember how to do that? Make a little throne with your hands for Jesus, so that when you come forward for communion, you can do that. Yeah, but just like those wise men got to meet Jesus, we get to meet Jesus when we come to church and we get to feel God's love. And we get to be reminded that God is always with us. So just as they met little King Jesus, we get to meet King Jesus too. So every time you cross your hands like that, you can remember that. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Thank you for sending us the gift of Jesus. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You can go to Children's Church if you'd like with Anna today.